The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, healthy. We have, for the past few weeks prior to this, been discussing a passage from Surah Al-Furqan, and it's a passage in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses the attributes of His servants, the Ibadur Rahman. We began the khutbah with the opening verse of that passage, wa Ibadur Rahman alladhina yamshuna 'alal ardi hauna. And then subsequently Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from 63 to 76 of Surah Al-Furqan describes 12 attributes of whom He considers to be His Ibad, His servants. And as I have said in every introduction of this series, is that the aim is that we reflect, right? We reflect to see whether or not we have the qualities that God considers to be His servants. And so we can gauge where we are in our journey towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We have talked about 7 of these characteristics already. Them being humility, hilm, forbearance, when someone ignorant speaks to us, abuses us. We know that our speech back to a person who is ignorant will have no effect. So be forbearing, forgive and just walk away. It was Allah expects. The next is that they recite Salatul Layl. And then they have this fear of God that causes them to work harder to earn His pleasure. And they are then moderate in their spending. Moderation in spending does not mean that they don't spend, but they don't overspend, nor do they underspend, but they find the balance that Allah expects them to have. They believe in the oneness of God firmly, and they don't associate any partners, be it from the perspective of who is going to provide me rizq. It is always Allah, and then I use the channels that God gives me. And they honor the sanctity of life. And we touched upon all of these in the past, and you can go and visit them if you need to. Today we discuss the 8th characteristic. The 8th characteristic is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَزْنُونَ. We're trying to explain this in the best way possible, yeah? And we have decided to translate zina here as avoiding inappropriate relations, yeah? And this is where our conversation will revolve around for today's half of it, inshallah. The characteristic that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala expects from His servants is that they avoid zina, right? They avoid inappropriate relation. Now, you know, the vileness of this sin is understood, how it damages the fabrics of society and how or why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would consider zina or inappropriate relations to be abominable, right? It is not something that really needs more time for us to discuss. I will quote a tradition that describes its consequences, right? Because it's important for us to understand the effects of this sin, both in this world and in the hereafter. This tradition is narrated by Amir al-Mu'mineen, who narrates it from Rasulullah alayhi ma afdalu salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he says that the Prophet in his wasiyah to Ali says, Ya Ali, fi zina sittu khisalin, that when it comes to inappropriate relations, there are 6 consequences. Thalathun minha fi dunya wa thalathun fil akhirah, that there are 3 that take place in dunya and 3 that take place in akhirah. Fa amma allati fi dunya fa yadhhabul baha, that as far as the 3 that have to do with dunya, It removes the radiance of one's face. It removes the baha, the beauty of one's face, the light of one's face. وَيُعَجِّلُ الْفَنَى, and it quickens one's end of life. وَيَقْطَعُ الرِّزْقُ, and it prevents sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who engages in this. وَأَمَّا الَّتِي فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and as far as the consequences of akhirah, فَسُوءُ الْحِسَابِ, that you will have a very evil or difficult or bad accounting. وَسَخَطُ الرَّحْمَانِ, and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخُلُودُ فِي النَّارِ, and you will be in the fire permanently. You know, when we look at the Quran, like I said, that this is not a discussion that's necessary to have as far as the vileness of this action. You know, there are certain actions maybe that we discuss the whole ins and outs of it, or certain vices like arrogance. So we might want to understand, okay, what is the consequence of arrogance? How do we understand it? And we go into depth in it. Zina is not one of those. We understand the vileness of this. And because the vileness of this is such, you know, we find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran, you know, He doesn't caution us to not do it. What does He say? He says, don't even come close to doing it. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra, what does He say? وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even come close to inappropriate relations, you know. What does that mean? You know, zina itself, if a person, na'udhu billah, commits an inappropriate relation, it is the end of the sin. It is the end already. But long before that, a person could be down the trajectory of that sin. You understand? It's how we choose, for example, to look at certain things. That is my zina of the eyes. How I speak to the opposite gender. That is the zina of the tongue. What I decide to click. That is the zina of the hand. Where I decide to walk towards. That is the zina of the legs. When Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, that do not come close to inappropriate relations, what He's saying is that long before you even come to the door of this, prevent it from happening in your life. Yeah? Avoid everything that will eventually lead you down. Because zina doesn't just happen randomly, right? It is a series of events that came prior to that, whether it was the mindset, whether it was the intention, whether it was the actions. Allah says don't even come close to it, right? And it's for this reason that if you think about those things that come prior to this, I'm not even talking about the sin itself, but all those things prior to it, it's really important that we have to be extremely cautious about the lifestyle that you and I decide to live, right? It's the lifestyle that will determine whether or not I have walked down towards this sin or I have come close to this sin. I think when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا, do not even come close to inappropriate relation, He's not just talking about the zina itself anymore. We're going to be judged on whether or not we even took a step towards it, because He told us not to even come close to it. And so it's a lifestyle. If Allah gives us life, inshallah, we will finish the rest of the attributes next week, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyum Muhammad
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.